Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend. A game this big deserves a big prize. And DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. How's that for big? All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andrew P. Shea. Ross Tucker will be along shortly for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, let's get started with news of the week. I'm going to hold off on the Will Levis news, which, of course, broke right after we were done recording last week. But quarter four, we're really going to get into that in detail. So stick around for that. But first, let's get to the other news of the week. I'll start with you, Andy. And this week was the second signing day for the recruits. Most of the heavy work, almost all of the heavy work, was done for Penn State back in December with the early signing date, but they did get one recruit, a 4-star, 6'6", 220-pound defensive end named Davon Townley, and he's only the second defensive lineman in the entire class. A pretty nice get. I know you were taking a look at him, Andy, the film. What did you see?
Yeah, good get for Penn State. It's kind of weird that in the first week of February, it was always National Signing Day, recruiting, and now with the early period, this has sort of become the JV signing day. But it's a position of need, right? They're thin at defensive end after the 2020 season. I'm not saying he's a starter right away or he's a contributor right away, because he's not. He's a basketball player who just kind of started playing football the last couple years. He's tall, extremely athletic, and the interesting thing is he has a very high ceiling. So there's player acquisition, which is, you know, the first stage of recruiting. The player development becomes a second part of it. He's an unvarnished piece of wood and a pure player development. He has a lot of tools to work. He gives Penn State's defensive coaching staff some tools to work with. I'm not saying it's going to take time, because he has to develop as a college player. He just has to develop as a player, but he has a very high ceiling, a very low floor. In other words, I don't think there's any risk in this, and I think it was a good get for Penn State if you're looking at 2022-2023.
Well, they could certainly use both short-term and long-term some defensive linemen, specifically a defensive end. Not necessarily going to help out the team this season, but it's nice to hear that he can be something in a couple years, something that could help the team. Bob, the other big news of the week was we got our first chance for Mike Yurcich to meet the media. We got to hear him talk extensively. I know you participated in it. I wanted to get your reaction. Was there any other big news other than the fact that he's going to put a quarterback under center, Bob?
Jimmy, I don't know if you were listening live, did like a smile slowly start to creep over your face? I think it might have, and I don't think you were the only one. That's been a point of contention, I think, ever since James Franklin got here. As far, though, as Mike Yurcich, just an observation. I knew about 2 minutes in, I think I asked the first question, and after about two questions, I can genuinely much, much more comfortable handling the media environment, very comfortable in his own skin. Not that Kirk Soraka wasn't, but just you could just tell that there was no question you could – any question you were going to ask him, he was really good at answering. He knew how to answer questions he wanted to answer. He also knew how to answer some questions he didn't want to answer. He was asked about to evaluate some players in the sprint before they went through spring drills. He said he couldn't do that. He'd be happy to talk about him. He wanted to see them first. But this is a football guy. You could tell he's been all over the country. You could tell he and James Franklin are legitimately close. Refreshing. He reminded me a little bit in terms of his give and take with the media of Joe Moorhead. I always thought Joe Moorhead was very comfortable talking to the media, sense of humor. You know, you could ask him anything. And I wasn't really sure that maybe Ricky Ronnie and also, you know, Kirk Soraka were like that. We'll see how that translates. But the man loves to talk football. He's a football guy. And the thing that struck me, other than him willing to go under center, and I do think that we'll talk about it a little bit later as it pertains to departed quarterback Will Levis, is he talked about running the quarterback and how he kind of looks at that. No secret, guys, the last couple of years, I would argue Penn State has run their quarterback or quarterbacks too much, dating back to Trace McSorley in 2018, Sean Clifford in 2019. Both years, those quarterbacks were beat up, I think, because of overuse. And then you look at 2020, and Kirk Soraka kind of hinted that they were going to use the quarterback run judiciously. And he ran Sean Clifford and Will Levis. I think they were the number one and number three rushers in attempts. And Will Levis isn't here anymore. And Yursich said, there's a risk reward there. You got to be prepared. It depends on your quarterback depth chart if you want to run this guy a lot. And if we look at the quarterback depth chart now with Levis gone, guys, it really doesn't speak to maybe heavy quarterback run usage, because I really think they only have three scholarship quarterbacks. One of them has limited experience in Taquan Roberson. We don't know a lot about him other than the fact he's under 200 pounds. To me, unless they add somebody, a veteran quarterback that can run the ball a little bit, I just don't know that we're going to see the same offense because of the risk-reward factor. Something happens to Sean Clifford. I don't know where Penn State goes. They had a nice insurance policy in Will Levis. It's not there anymore. And I think Mike Yursich knows that. I'll be interested to see, because he ran Sam Erlinger a lot last year at Texas. He wasn't afraid to run Justin Fields. I just think it's a little bit different at Penn State in 2021.
Before we go to Andy and talk a bit about the Super Bowl, and I know Andy will have plenty to say about his Buccaneers, I want to follow up, Bob. The other topic I thought was interesting that I'd like you to hit, he talked about tempo, and it may have even been you who asked that question.
Yeah, and this marriage of Yursich and Franklin is no accident. James said 2 weeks ago, basically, we are not playing fast enough and aggressively enough on offense. It's not just about scoring points and creating big plays, not turning the ball over the quarterbacks, but it's also about pace. We got to give the defense different looks. We got to play fast. We got to get more players involved. And Mike Yursich pretty much echoed those comments. He said there's a huge advantage to playing with tempo. You don't give the defense time to adjust, a lot of time to adjust play to play, and you can tire them out. You got to go back really to 2017, Moorhead's last year at Penn State, when I really thought they made good use of tempo. I don't really think it was there since, and I think you're going to see Mike Yursich, with the help of a spring practice, implement a much faster Penn State offense.
Go ahead, Andy.
You talk about tempo, and when you mentioned that, Jim and Bob, what's grabbed me right away was, you think back on the 2020, the short season of 2020, it seemed like the offense, it just struck me, was under 10 seconds and under 5 seconds consistently. Under 10 seconds, they were making a lot of changes, and under 5 seconds, 75-85% of the time the ball was being snapped. It just seemed like they were adjusting and they had no tempo, because it was under 10 and under 5 a lot. I just wanted to throw that out there.
And I liked how he talked about what the advantages were, what it did to the defense. So I would like to see that up-tempo again. It'll make it more entertaining. This is Super Bowl weekend, though, so we can't go by without talk, especially when we have Andrew P. Shea here, the resident Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan and expert, and there's also a couple Penn State players there. Andrew, the floor is yours. Go at it.
Yeah, I was going to say, fire away and ask me what you want. I could tell you anything about my NFL team.
Tell me how they could win this game.
They'll win this game because our linebackers and secondary are better than Kansas City's linebackers and secondary. In a nutshell, that's my opinion. I think both defensive lines are going to eat a little bit, right? I think they're both good. I think as they're constructed, the Buccaneers' offensive line is better right now because the Chiefs' line is a little banged up. Both defensive lines are good, right? I think both offenses are going to get them some. I'm not saying this is going to be like the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl where it's a flat-out shootout, but I still think that each offense is going to get some because they're both full of so many weapons. And to me, this game comes down to Kansas City's linebackers versus Tampa's linebackers, Kansas City secondary versus Tampa Bay secondary. And the way our defense is playing, I say our, the way the Bucs defense is playing and has been playing during the postseason and the second half of this season, they were always the reason, even the day we signed Tom Brady, that this team was going to be special. It was always going to be about the defense.
I love that you're saying we and our. Real quick, because I need predictions from both of you, and a bold prediction, Andy, but there's also a couple Penn State players out there, Donovan Smith and Chris Godwin with Tampa, and was Stefan Wisniewski for the Chiefs. Bob, let me have you give a quick comment and prediction, then we'll get Andy.
I think Chris Godwin is going to have a huge impact in this game. He's now emerged as clearly their best receiver. Evans isn't 100%. And I will say this, Donovan Smith is not one of the best players in this game, but he's going to have to block Frank Clark of the Chiefs. And if Donovan Smith doesn't have a good day, I think Tom Brady's in for a long day. I think Tampa Bay will cover the 3.5, and I think they have a good shot at winning the game. And I do think the over, it's like 55 or 56, is in play. A lot of the games have gone under. I look for this game to go over and the Bucs to cover.
Andy, real quick.
38-35 Buccaneers.
Wow. You got a bold prediction?
Remember the name Antoine Winfield Jr. You'll be talking about it.
Penn State fans know him.
We know him.
Remember his name.
We know him all too well. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to do Tucker's Tape.
The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.